It's great to be here, and I am so thankful for the break. I try to do this every summer, take just a few weeks, and it would be one thing to grab a Sunday here or there, but the consecutive few Sundays in a row, it's just a whole different level of mental and spiritual rest. And I'm grateful. I have really the last 5 years, I've not been accepting many invitations out and preaching out because I just feel so purposed to be right here every Sunday. And I am pretty much all year long and plan to be the rest of 2023. I have so much that God is speaking to my heart and into my spirit, and I'm excited about where we are going, but I'm grateful for the rest. I did preach a couple of the Sundays, but it's so easy. I was telling somebody this morning, it's so easy to preach somewhere else because, you know, I just go and stir it up and just leave. Y'all have fun. Here, you know, it's a whole different level, but I am thrilled. I'm just excited. And I've been working. I've been in and out of the office and on the phone and making decisions and doing the things that we do every week. But just the creative break, the mental rest for just a few Sundays have been a blessing. But you know what I love? I love that every time I would get back into the office, there would be a stack of connection cards. I write personal notes to all of our guests that fill out a connection card. And every week there were multiple cards because we've been growing right through the summer and people connecting with the Church Covington. And I love that. I love it. I love it because it's not about me. It's about we. It's about what we're doing. And I love that we have guests in the room today and people who have been coming. I know last summer I met a family and he said, I've been coming here about 5 weeks now and I've yet to hear you preach. And I'm like, well, let's don't mess it up. I may make you mad. I don't know, but we got a good thing going. But thank you for being here. I'm excited about what God is doing, and I'm ready to go to work. Good things are happening, and good things are coming, and I want you to be a part of it all. Your family and your friends, I want you to be a part of it, and really, I know people are kind of making their way back home from the summer travel, and next Sunday, you know, is Family Fifth and back to school, and I know it's also the last weekend before school starts, but school is starting for Monday for most of us, so we want to get your kids blessed, and then the first Sunday in August, we're jumping into a brand new series. We'll talk more about that, but it's strong on my heart, and I've been preparing and working and getting ready for that the last few weeks, and I'm excited about what God is going to do in this house in our fall season. But we've been in a summer series called Summer Breakthrough, and I so much appreciate the feedback that I've heard about our guest speakers the last few weeks, and so thankful for, Rob Jones was here last Sunday, and I know just blessed the house, and then Ryan Smith was with us, and Randy Coggins was with us, our own Rosman Patterson was with us, and I'm so thankful, so thankful. Listen, if I'm away, trust that I'm going to leave you in good hands, and I'm very, very particular about this pulpit and men of integrity and men who live this life and love the Lord, and so all of these men have been blessing us, and I am thankful that you have been blessed, and all of them have just been so complimentary of you, and so I'm grateful. But summer break through. How are y'all feeling today? Feeling good? It's kind of hot, I know, and it gets a little hot in life sometimes as well. Because I've learned that while you and I may catch a vacation, you and I may take a day off, the devil takes no days off. He's always busy, always messing, always fooling with us and trying to trip us up. And really, the spiritually mature understand that life is full of challenges. If you're brand new to your faith, you may be saying, wait a minute, I came to church and then started having issues and trouble in life. Well, of course, while you were being obedient to the devil, you were no problem. So, you know, he didn't mess with you too much. But the minute you raised your hand and said yes to the Lord, now he's got to release his attack in your life. So the spiritually mature understand that life is full of challenges, and we understand that issues abound. The old folk tried to teach us that time is filled with swift transition. None on earth unmoved can stand. They told us to build our hope on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. We need breakthrough. My answer is not in more worry. I promise you, I've tried worry and that did not solve anything. My answer is not in more anxiety. I've struggled with anxiety and that did not solve anything. I need breakthrough that is not down here. I need breakthrough that is up there. I need breakthrough that is on another level. I need spiritual awakening that is on another level. I need spiritual strength that is on another level. Look at somebody and tell them, it's not your condition, it's your position. It's not the challenge you're facing. It's where you're positioned, because breakthrough is up there. Look at Luke chapter 19. I want to read a few verses and just work my way down through this story, these first six verses of Luke 19. This is one of my favorite stories in the Gospels, and you're going to see why here in just a few moments. I'm not going to be long today, but Luke 19, beginning at verse 1, then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Now I've just said a mouthful there, and I love how specific the Bible is, because the details about anyone's life always interest me. Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector. He was the CEO at the top. He was the head accountant, if you will. And the Bible said that he was rich. I don't know if you've been watching this Chosen or not, and just kind of seeing the Gospels come to life. It really is fascinating and amazing to see how these different people in the Bible, real people, are portrayed on the screen. Zacchaeus is an important man, but he's not a very liked man. He's a man of status and a man of means, but no one likes the tax man, because he's coming to get something from you, and whatever it is that you're giving is not going to be enough. They always want more. But Zacchaeus personally was successful by every measure. He's got status, he has position, he's got money in the bank and money in his pocket. But I hope you realize today that you can have a title, you can have plenty of coin in the bank, and still not have what you need to be happy. You can have all of the accoutrements of life. You can have all of the toys. You can have all of the opportunities, but still be chasing the wrong thing and listening to the wrong people. I don't know, but I'm convinced social media does not know what I need. The influencers do not know what I really want. The celebrities are so confused themselves. How can they inform me about what I lack or what I'm missing in my life? All of the filters have confused long enough. Zacchaeus was this man of status and this man of means. But look at verse number 3. The Bible said that he sought to see Jesus, he sought to see who Jesus was. He sought to see who Jesus was, because after attaining wealth, after reaching milestones in life and in business, after getting the plaques, after getting the gold watch, after attaining all of the things that he had set his sights on, there was still something missing in his life. Who am I already preaching to on this Sunday morning? That after you've gathered this and touched that, after you've experienced over here and you've lived over there, there is still something missing in your life. What is that? That is Jesus. Jesus is what you are looking for. Jesus is whom you are searching for. Jesus is who your heart desires. No, preacher, I've gone to church. I get it. But have you ever experienced church? Have you ever experienced the presence of the Lord? Have you ever experienced what we did here a few moments ago, where something inside of you is like a churning of living water that just keeps rising up and rising up, and before long you can't sit on your hands and you can't stay still, and white knuckling the back of the chair in front of you just will not satisfy. You got to throw your hands up and say, Lord, it's you that I desire in my life. He sought to see who Jesus was. I don't want Instagram Jesus. I don't want passing thought Jesus. I don't want just every now and then Jesus. I listened to a podcast the other day and someone had sent it to me. There was something on there that they wanted me to hear, but I got interested in the people who were doing the who were casting the pod, the people who were hosting the podcast, and they got over there talking about church. And I don't guess any one of the hosts of this podcast live for God per se. They don't seem to have, you know, active relationship with God, but yet they know the Sundays that I'll slip in to the church over here. The music is incredible. The worship is incredible. I'll go and worship. But as soon as that man gets up to preach, I'm out the door and gone. I only want the worship, but I don't want that word. And I thought how aptly that describes a generation who wants David to come in and play his harp to calm Saul's demons, and to calm the rage in his mind, the stress, the anxiety, the worry. But when we try to teach the word that will heal you and help you and discipline you and mature you and grow you, no. I don't want any of that. I don't desire that. But Zacchaeus said, look, I've had enough. I had enough of that. I've had enough of that form of godliness. I've had enough of just that idea of his presence. I want to see who Jesus is. I want to experience the presence of the Lord. I want to know who he is in my life. I'm thankful to know who he is in your life. I'm thankful to know who You've experienced him to be in your life, but I need to know who he wants to be in my life. Does anybody else want to see Jesus? You want to experience Jesus. My prayer is not, Lord, make me rich. My prayer is not, Lord, give me this or give me that. My prayer is, Lord, let me see you. My prayer is, Lord, let me experience you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the other things in life will be added to us. But it begins, if you're wanting the things without seeking him, you've got it backwards. If you're wanting the stuff without experiencing him, then you're all messed up. You've got to start with Jesus. You've got to start with him. You've got to pursue him. Don't pursue money. Pursue Jehovah Jireh, the one who gives blessing and strength. Don't seek the healing. Seek the healer, the one who knows how to fix it in our lives. Somebody say, welcome home, Pastor Daryl. Thank you. Had to beg for it, but I finally got it. Zacchaeus wants to see Jesus. But the Bible said that he could not. Couldn't see him. As much as Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, the Bible said that he could not see him. What do you mean he could not see Jesus? Why not? Why couldn't he see Jesus? I'm reminded of what Paul said. When I would do good, evil is present. When I would go the right direction, there is something calling me the opposite direction. There is a war in my members. Every single one of us have the same war within ourselves. Every one of us, from the preacher preaching to the one running sound to everybody in the room, we have the same battle going on, this battle of good and evil inside of us. Man, I'm going to church, I'm serving the Lord, but something else that keeps trying to pull us. Guess what? You're gonna feel that tension as long as you're living, as long as you're in flesh. So maturing and discipline and growing in your faith, all of those things are going to make a difference. But Zacchaeus is not there. He's struggling. I want to see Jesus, but I can't see him. I can't see him because there are these conditions. What are they? Well, the first one, the Bible said that he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd. He could not see Jesus because of the crowd. I want to see Jesus. I want to believe him. I want to trust him, but people be peopling. People do people things. And it keeps me from seeing Jesus. I want to see Jesus, but I can't see him because there's this crowd of people I keep focusing on. There's these coworkers that I can't get my eyes off of. There's these people on TV. There's these politicians. There's these neighbors. There's these high school. I want to see Jesus, but I keep getting focused on other people. And because I'm focused on other people, I'm missing Jesus. because I'm focused on other people. Oh, I know we get our eyes on others. We pay close attention to their failings. We lock in on their inconsistencies. We see them for their issues. And before long, we are completely missing Jesus. We are not experiencing Jesus because we are so disappointed in people. It's people who profess to be Christians. It's people who profess to go to church and they fail us, or they lie to us, or they disappoint us, or they offend us. And before long, I'm missing out on an experience with the Lord because I am focused on people. Can I just tell you today that everyone has been disappointed, everyone has been let down, everyone has been discouraged by people. Everyone has been let down by another person. I know I've let people down. I know I have offended people. But can I tell you, generally the person that offends is clueless. They have no idea. They didn't know what they said hurt you. They didn't know what they did offended you. Usually I don't realize someone's offended with me until their friends start acting offended. Oh, I'm meddling. I won't do that on my first Sunday back. I'll wait and warm up a week or two. I'm not letting another person cause me to miss out on what Jesus has for my life. I refuse to let what someone says or what someone does or the way someone acts or the way someone treats me to keep me from experiencing Jesus. Maybe I need to have a conversation with them. Maybe I need to Matthew 18 and go to my brother or my sister and get this resolved rather than letting this fester and grow in my life. But that's where Zacchaeus was. I want to see Jesus. I want to experience Jesus. But it's these people. It's people that's keeping me from seeing and experiencing the Lord. You say, well, I didn't have a father to show me the way. I didn't either. Mine let me down miserably. My family has hurt me. It happens, and it's unfortunate. What about my friends? I don't have any friends that I can depend on. Yeah, they're going to come, and they're going to go. But Jesus is going to stick closer than any brother. Paul tried to tell us, set your affection on things above. You got to get over people. You got to look above people. You got to look beyond people, because people, if you focus there, are going to disappoint you. Zacchaeus said, I want to see Jesus. I can't see him because of the crowd. You know what? My healing is never going to be found in a faithless attitude. Breakthrough is up there. It's not down here. That was one condition. And then the Bible said that he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd. And then he was of short stature. The other reason that Zacchaeus is not seeing Jesus is because of how he sees himself. It's one thing to deal with other people. It's one thing to focus on other people and be disappointed by and to be discouraged by other people. But it's another thing altogether to look in the mirror and be talked out of blessing. To look in the mirror and be counseled away from breakthrough in my life. I've risen on this 23rd Sunday of July to tell somebody that you need to get out of the mirror. You need to shatter the mirror and stop telling yourself that you are defeated. Stop telling yourself that you are a failure. Stop telling yourself that you're never going to amount to anything, or that you do not deserve the blessing of the Lord in your life. If you're going to see anything, please see a child of God. If you're going to see anything, please see the created miracle of the Lord. Please see someone whose God breath is living inside of. Please see yourself as the miracle of God. But the mirror is this reflection of the world and what the enemy wants us to see. I'll never do that. I'll never accomplish that. I'll never become someone. I'll never get over fill in the blank. What is it? What goes into your blank that you think you will never get over? It's conditions. It's reasons. It's excuses that keep us from reaching breakthrough in our lives. It's reasons that we say, I can't have what I really want. I can't see what I really want to see because I've got these conditions. I just want to see Jesus. That's where Zacchaeus is. I want to see Jesus. Our desire is to see Jesus. Our desire is to experience Jesus. That desire has to be greater than any temptation to give up, any temptation to quit. Listen, there are many exits on the way to God's best for our lives, and the enemy's going to try to get you to take any one of those exits and get you off the path, get you off track, get you off of a purpose, a highway. But don't take the exit. Zacchaeus kept going in spite of people, in spite of how he saw himself. He kept going. I'm preaching to somebody in this house today that needs to pick up in your mind to keep going. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up, but keep reaching for what God has for you. So the Bible said that Zacchaeus ran ahead. He ran ahead from where Jesus was, from where the people were. He ran ahead. I wish I had time to preach about anticipation. I wish I had time to preach about expectation, knowing where Jesus is going to be. You know why? Because church doesn't start at 10 a.m. on Sunday. I mean, I know technically that's what time church starts, but for people of faith, that's not when church starts. This service today started for me several days ago. I was just anticipating something churning in me, something moving. There was just an expectation. I can't wait to get to church. I was seeing people in the grocery store and restaurant. Oh, Pastor, I can't wait for church on Sunday. I know. Church has already started because my faith is already running ahead, finding me a place, deciding, hey, I'm going to worship the Lord. I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and get started right now. I know it's Friday and church is still 2 days away, but I can start worshiping right now. I can start praising. I know I'm just driving around in this work truck, but I can start blessing the Lord right now where I am. I don't have to wait until Sunday at 10 a.m. Amen. So he ran ahead and found a sycamore tree, the Bible said, and he started climbing, because somehow Zacchaeus realized that it's not my condition. Oh, if I'm down here, I see you. You look beautiful today. If I'm down here, I see you. You're not quite as beautiful. If I'm down here, I'm all guests right here that I don't know yet. I'm about to offend them. Let me get over here with a Quenda. I get down here and I see Quenda. I mean, Lord, he's let me down, or he's disappointed me, or he didn't show up that one time, or he didn't come through for me. I get down here and I just start focusing on things and people and things that disappoint and things that just, you know, they just sabotage my faith. So he ran ahead. Let me get ahead of the people. Let me get ahead of everyone else. You can preach about that or call him whatever you want to call. But I don't blame Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is desperate. He's doing whatever he needs to do to experience the Jesus that he is desperate for in his life. I give you permission to do whatever you need to do to make sure that you experience Jesus in your life. If your crew is holding back, don't hang with your crew. Run ahead of your crew. If your family is lazy, don't sit back with your family. Run ahead, because you need to experience Jesus. So he found a sycamore tree and he started climbing. He started climbing. He started climbing. Just elevating. Just leveling up. Just looking for a higher place. Why? Because I want to see Jesus. I want to experience. Look. I'm not having to focus on you up here. I can see over you. I can see beyond you. That's why Andretta and Tommy, this team, are leading us and saying, come on, lift your hands one more. Why? Because the things of earth are growing strangely dim as we keep going from one level to another level, as we keep climbing up and elevating our thinking and getting our affections off things below and getting our hearts on things above. Listen, it's not your condition, it's your position. It's not the things you struggle with, it's the place that you're struggling from. Find another level. Find another dimension. Find another plane, another place, and just keep climbing up. What happens if you just keep going up? What happens if you just keep climbing and climbing and looking for better? Oh man, it seems like the air is thinner up here. But I can't make out your faces real good from up here. I love you, but I'm on a different level. I'm removing myself from the drama. I'm removing I can't hear the he said and she said. I can't hear the clamoring down there, because I found another level of faith to live on. Zacchaeus kept climbing. Where can I go? Lord have mercy. Zacchaeus kept climbing. I want to pray for you. I want to ask God to move in your life. I want you to pray for you. We call it a yes moment in this house. I'm saying yes. It's not the last yes you're ever going to say, but it is the one where you're deciding, you know what? I am through living that way. I'm ready to live his way. I'm through doing what they want me to do. I'm ready to do what he wants me to do. I want to follow his plan for my life and his will for my life. Father, we pray right now. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that all of us that have conditions in our lives and have things and all of the reasons and all of the things that are happening in our lives that we could focus on, we could give the best of our attention to, Lord, they are only distractions from your purpose and your plan and your will for our lives. They are distractions for what you have called us to. Today, Lord, we set our affections on things above. Today, Lord, if there be anything lovely, if there be anything true, we think on those things. We focus on our position It's a position of praise. It is a position of worship. It is a position of hunger and desire, Lord. We are getting into position so that we can see you. And today we want to see you and nothing else. Let me finish the message, because verse 6 says that Jesus came to where Zacchaeus was, and he looked up and saw him, and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down, make haste, get down here quick, because today I'm going home with you." That's what we need. We need Jesus to go home with us. Some of you have real good peace when you're at church, but you have all kinds of hell when you're at home. And the Lord said, "I want to go home with you so that your life can be as good there as it is here." In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Andretta, lead us one more time. If you want to worship, worship. Amen. And let the Lord bless your life today. Come on, all of us.